Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In the time of the prophet Elisha, a man named Naaman came to see him. Naaman was a Gentile and the commander of the Syrian army, but he was also a leper, and he had come to the prophet to ask for healing. Elisha's instructions were brief. Go wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and your leprosy will be healed. Now, this sounded just plain goofy to Naaman. Why bathe in the Jordan River? It wasn't a magic river, and it was really brown and dirty. In fact, the rivers where Naaman came from were definitely better in his view. And why bathe 7 times? Why not once, or twice, or 20 times? It made zero sense. It just felt so arbitrary. So why should Naaman do it when it seems so senseless? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The truth is, God's commandments and directives often seem arbitrary to us. That's true especially in the sacramental system and the moral teaching of the Church. Why only male priests? That seems arbitrary to a lot of folks. And why can you use NFP to space births, but not the pill? Again, seems pretty arbitrary. And why are you allowed to take a sick person off a ventilator, but you're not allowed to give them a lethal injection? And why does the Church allow for annulment of a marriage but not divorce? It's hard for a lot of people to see the difference. Just like it was hard for Naaman to see the difference between the Jordan River and the rivers of Syria. Now, in all these cases, when you look closely at the explanation the Church gives for these teachings, it makes sense. You see that it has to be that way. But for a lot of people, they haven't been shown the arguments and the explanations, and it looks, well, pretty arbitrary. And that's fine too, because that's their opportunity to trust, to recognize that it's okay if they don't understand everything perfectly, because God's decrees are good nevertheless. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It can be a real gift from God when there's some part of the church's teaching that we don't understand. Because if we always understood all God's instructions, we'd never have the opportunity to show God that we realize He knows more than we do. Which, of course, He does. He knows everything about everything. He knows everything about the universe and the story of humanity, everything about us, how we work, the best way for us to reach perfect happiness. And we actually don't know that much about any of those things. And at the end of the day, we know precious little about anything. So come to think of it, why should we expect to understand all of God's instructions perfectly? Employees don't understand everything going on in a business, but they still do what the boss says. Soldiers don't understand everything going on in a military campaign. They leave that to the generals. Why on earth would we expect to understand everything God knows? When we don't understand something the church teaches, we should say, Lord, I don't get this, but that's no surprise. I don't get a lot of things. I trust that what you teach through the church is true and good, and I will follow. So thank God whenever we have an opportunity to make that kind of profession of trust to the all-wise, all-powerful God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's true that sometimes God's instructions through the church appear arbitrary. But then again, as G.K. Chesterton pointed out, all the gifts we've received from God are arbitrary too. To complain that the instructions are surprising seems to be forgetting that all the gifts are surprising. As Chesterton says, if Cinderella says, "How is it that I must leave the ball at 12? Her godmother might answer, "How is it that you're going to the ball in the first place?" If Naaman says, "It's not clear why I should bathe 7 times in the Jordan River," Elisha might answer, "Well, it's not clear why you should be miraculously healed from leprosy." And the same thing applies to all the church's moral and sacramental teachings. To quote again from Chesterton, "Keeping to one woman is a small price for the great worth of having such a woman. To complain that I could only be married once was like complaining that I had only been born once." Likewise, the miracle of the Eucharist, eating God's body and blood, is so extraordinary. Why is it at all that difficult to accept that the conditions for this miracle, that an ordained man saying a very specific set of words, should also be extraordinary? The gifts of existence, of sexuality, of family, and above all salvation, these gifts are so wild and unexpected. So why shouldn't some of the instructions that surround them seem, at the first glance, to be wild and unexpected? The point is that if we have a little more gratitude for what we're being offered, maybe we won't be as irritated by not understanding perfectly some of the conditions that come with these gifts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
This is basically the line that Naaman's servants took with him. They said, listen, you have a chance to be healed. And the only price you really have to pay is that sometimes you're not going to completely understand the instructions. That sometimes, not always, but sometimes, things are going to feel a little arbitrary. That's a small price to pay. Trust the infinitely wise, infinitely good, infinitely powerful God. Accept the obvious fact that there's a lot you don't know and a lot you don't understand. See that the non-obviousness of the extravagant generosity you're being offered dramatically outweighs the non-obviousness of the instructions you're being asked to follow. Accept the gift, follow the instructions, trust in God, and receive happiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What were you reflecting on, Teresa?
I think this one's an interesting one for me, because I think it's sort of the antithesis of my being. Following arbitrary instructions is very difficult.
Yeah, people won't believe this about you and I, but for anyone out there who knows the culture index or the predictive index, we rank as the most autonomous, independent, rebellious types of humans there are.
If anyone tries to tell me what to do on any level, I struggle very much not to deny them on principle.
Yeah, just because you told me to do it.
Just because. It's terrible. So I think even on that level, it's a very good practice and a good thing that God is saying, it's not about what you know or understand, and it's not about you.
Yeah.
But you have to trust me completely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was reflecting as we were praying that there are things that we accept from the church. There are teachings of the church that we accept that we do not understand.
Yeah.
Like, the way in which God, the way in which Jesus is fully God and fully man.
Yeah, I think we're so used to it that we don't even try to comprehend it.
Yeah, we don't even try.
Yeah.
Or the Trinity. You're telling me you understand the Trinity perfectly?
There were centuries of schisms for exactly that reason.
Or how about this? Why those 73 books of the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Because there I can show you another 100 books that were written about the same time, that why not some of those?
Mm-hmm.
Or the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist? Isn't it amazing that we accept those without understanding them? But yet, when it comes to the church's, some of the church's moral teachings,
mm-hmm.
we have such a hard time. And a person might say, well, yeah, because that doesn't, those other things were theological and they don't affect my life.
They don't, I guess on the surface, they don't ask as much of us.
They don't ask anything. They seem to not ask anything of us.
I don't think that's true in practice, but on the surface, you can go about your daily life and you don't have to think about it if you don't want to. These other things, they're gonna... More often with my roommate, I've just been throwing hypotheticals at her. What would you do if you were in this situation, morally? Like, what's your approach to that? And I realize it's partially because it's hard to know how to discuss these other more high-minded concepts about the church. Because you wouldn't necessarily, someone wouldn't come up to you and confront you about it. So it's just an easier thought experiment. But if anything, I feel like we should just treat these things with a higher sense of wonder.
That's interesting. What do you mean? I like what you're saying.
You might be someone who is going to spend hours researching this. But if you're not, there's a beauty in being like, wow. It's not arbitrary. It's beautiful how God has designed the world.
Well, I had that experience that I lived a very, very sexually immoral life. And then a friend handed me that book, Catholic Moral Principles by William May, a theologian, William May. And it just walked through fornication and contraception and on and on and on. And I read it and I said to myself, wow, I do not understand all the natural law reasons for this.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. This is what the church teaches? And then I really had questions and I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then really studying the theology of the body, which gives all the reasons, and they're profound and logical and beautiful, and you realize that it actually matches my subjective experience of the how sick and tired we get of using each other and being used. But why couldn't I just say, you know, I trust God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's both.
Yeah.
We want to have this trust, and then we want to go in search of the answers because the answers are there.
Well, it's kind of like Elliot, my nephew, your grandson, has started into his era of why. But I noticed he's not doing it in an insolent way. He's not saying, why? Oh, you want me to go to bed? Why? But he'll ask me, why do you have a nose? And I'll tell him. And he goes, oh, why do you have ears? And then I'll tell him. So he's asking why. But he trusts me and he believes me and he just wants to know. But it's not founded on rebellion. It's just, why?
He and I had the funniest conversation Saturday night
mm-hmm.
Because his little brother, Murray, was really fussy. So Sandy threw him in the car seat, put him in the van, and took him for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And Elliot asked, where's Murray? And I said, well, Gaga took him for a car ride. Why? And I tried, and he kept, why? Why? So I said, all right. And I gave him 6 in-depth reasons. And then he just looked at me and said, okay.
Oh. Yeah. It surprised me that he'll actually accept explanations.
So this is what we need to... This is a Catholic moment of both and.
Mm-hmm.
We need to both trust that God is teaching us through the church and go seek the answers, because with every difficult teaching, there is a logical, mm-hmm. profound, and beautiful answer.
I learned, I think actually also on Saturday night, I learned how incredible the opening of the catechism is, just because they really have an answer for everything.
They do.
And like every argument that I've had with anyone, they've got a clause for it, and they explain exactly, Here is the stance on that. And the thing you're concerned about, we're concerned about it too. And this is why we've explained it.
Yeah. 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 So this is a meditation of both and. Let's practice trusting the wisdom of God that comes through the church, and let's go and search for the answers to our questions, because they're there.
Yeah, and I think that's how you create a sturdy stronghold against scandal, when you can have true confidence in the church.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, really, we have our confidence in Christ, who promised that he would stay with the church until the end of time, teaching, shepherding, and sanctifying it. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.